Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Luke's and I here do a whole lot of talking about a whole lot of nothing. And here's the thing. First of all, it's the 101 episode. Just One Fern episode 101.
Get out your notebooks.
Get out your notebooks. Class is in session. I don't care about your dog.
Ooh.
I don't care about your dog.
Wow.
I don't care. I don't care about your dog.
Like when people
show
bring
me
up
a picture,
dogs?
I'm faking it. I don't care about
you. You don't
dog.
Care at all? You don't
I
care
don't
at all?
I don't care. I love that they make you happy. I don't care about your dog.
I feel that way about babies. Totally feel that way about babies.
I agree about babies,
I think
too.
It's the same thing.
I don't give a shit about your baby either.
I do. I don't give a shit about your baby. I do care about the dog.
No, I don't care about your dog. I don't care about your dog. Especially because I'm very opinionated on what dogs are cute and what dogs aren't cute.
Yeah, I am also very opinionated. Yeah. And I think we might not agree.
We're very different.
We're very different.
Very different. I'm someone who loves big, fluffy dogs.
Fluffy in what way? Like curly hair?
Just fluffy. Well, you can pat them and they're plush.
Oh, yeah, that's okay for
me.
I don't like you like Lassie. Like you'd like Lassie was a nice dog.
No, I'm thinking like I grew up with a St. Bernard. Big, fluffy
I
dog.
I like St. Bernards.
Big, fluffy
You like
dog.
St. Bernards, but you're not into the smushy faced.
No.
St. Bernards got a little bit of up
not
in the front.
The cute ones.
They all do. Just a little bit. They got a little bit of jowl hanging. They got a little cheek hanging
I
cheek.
Think the people that say that all dogs are cute are liars.
No, not all dogs are cute. That's for sure. You get that one with the big ass snout that's always in like those 40s movies for some reason.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that all... not most small dogs are real ugly.
Like Chihuahuas are not cute.
Pugs, gross.
I love pugs.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I hate the smushed and the wrinkly.
I like wrinkly.
I hate, and that applies to everything. I hate the smushed and wrinkly.
You don't like old people.
Who does, dude? Who likes old people?
They're so disrespected in today's society.
Dude, no, they're disrespectful.
Yeah, they are full of disrespect.
They are incredibly
so
disrespectful.
Often. Why is that like the norm? I feel like it used to be like, oh, it's an old person. Like, we have to be so respectful. Now it's, damn, this person sucks.
Yeah.
They just suck automatically.
They demand respect. They're always like, you must respect me.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. You've given me no reason to respect you as an old person.
How about you remember my name, Gladys?
No, you were just talking about last week how you don't want people to expect you to remember your name.
Well, yeah. They're also not demanding my respect. Like, I'm not demanding
their
respect.
They also don't have dementia.
Yeah.
God, but no, I think that if you come up to me with a picture of a dog,
yep.
You say, oh my God, look how cute my dog is. I'll go, oh yeah, it's cute. Most of the time.
Then you move
nine
on.
9 times out of 10, I don't think your dog's cute.
So sometimes you do though.
Sometimes I do. But again, I'm not like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to spend time discussing your dog.
No, I'm so into it. I want to know their name. I want to know how old they are.
No.
I want to know what's the story. How did you get the dog?
No.
Like, I
think it's a bond thing. I love my dog.
Oh, you
I
have
do
to
not
bond.
Love your dog.
It's a very, you're very manly. It's a very masculine way to think about the animal.
I guess in this situation, yeah, for sure. But I mean, it's just, I don't care. I don't care. I really don't.
Aaron, I think you're going to be the type of dad, and correct me, I think you're going to be the type of dad who's like, we're not getting a dog. No way we're getting a dog.
No, I would love to get a dog.
No,
I love my dog.
Okay. But then you're going to love the
dog. I don't love your dog.
But, okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
I don't love your dog.
Do you like meeting other people's dogs?
Usually, no.
Yeah.
I don't like getting jumped up on.
You hate it. When Aaron came into my house for the first time.
I hate getting jumped up.
Immediately, he went, sit, stay. You took
I'm
control.
Firm. I'm
you,
firm.
You threw up the fern, like shoulders, and you went, I'm in charge. I am the alpha dog, and it worked. That shit worked. That my dog paid
it.
Attention to you.
I don't allow it.
And she gave a shit.
I don't allow it.
You were good about that. Clearly, you knew how to handle a dog. It's my parents
I think
said
I really,
after you left.
I really don't like. Well, I do know how to handle dogs, but like it's mainly because I don't like getting scratched.
Oh, he's getting
and
scratched,
and that's why there are a lot of the puppies who have claws. That gets you. That gets me good.
See, I think that's another argument for kittens over puppies. Because puppies don't know, and they still need to be taught.
Right.
Cats will get all over you, but they don't hurt you too bad.
I was only scratched by my cat once.
Did you deserve
it? In the 9 years that we had. I don't know if I deserved. I think looking back, I made a wrong choice because I reached over him to I was trying to like pick him up off the bed, and he did not like that. He was like, "Do not reach over." he let me know, and I was like, "Okay."
You fuck around, you find out. I won't
do it again. And then we were good. Yeah, only once.
I think cats are good at that.
It's very rare that he would like swat at us.
Did he like being picked up?
Not really. No, but he didn't get angry about it.
Oh, okay.
Like he'd be picked up, and he'd be like. He would do this and he'd wait.
And you go, get.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you speak to your animals? I think that's a really, that's
how do
a
I
huge
speak
point.
To my...
Like in private, like if you're like, do you do?
I speak to them as if like, basically they're like a cute puppy.
What is that? Do you do baby? Or do you go, oh, baby. Or do you go,
I don't call my dog baby. No, my dog Winnie or Ween.
Ween.
And then that's it.
But what would you say? Like if your dog did something dumb, like, what would you say to the dog? Do you speak to the dog?
I would say, you're crazy.
Oh, so they're like humans.
Yeah.
They're like
you're nuts. Like, she's nuts. That's what I was saying.
Hey, girl, what are you doing right now? Do you want to hang out?
I do go, what are you doing?
Yeah, right? Yeah. I love talking like humans.
Yes.
I used to ask my cat, I'm like, hey, do you want to hang out later?
Yeah.
Like, no pressure. I'm going to watch a movie. Mm-hmm. You're welcome to come sit on my lap. Sometimes he would.
That's funny. See, that's
I
funny.
Think it's it makes me laugh.
I love my pets that I've had, love them to death. I love my dog. I love my dogs of the past. My cat that I had, love them. It's just the constant, like, the people who will not shut the fuck up about their dog make me so angry. Get over it. I don't care. I'm glad you love your dog, but it's clear that I don't give a shit. So stop making me have to play pretend. I don't want to play pretend.
Well, that's because that's the thing. They don't understand. They are very insistent because I think that's a lot of times it might be all they have to like talk about.
Lots lots of times it is. It's just people who are like, oh, well, this is my life. I have my dog and that's it.
Did I tell you I was talking to this lady on the phone about her Persian cat business? She breeds cats.
Her Persian cat business?
So it's like Persian, like the really like nice, fluffy, expensive ones.
Yeah.
They're like colored, like tan, black in the head.
Okay.
Black, that sounded really bad. Clip that.
yeah, they're tan.
Okay, so they're beautiful. They're beautiful cats, but I didn't realize they have smushed faces a little bit, kind of like the pugs. She breeds them, and she has, I think she said 17 cats at home. But she sells, when she breeds them, she sells them for thousands of dollars, but she's very particular about who she sells them to.
Oh.
That's why she keeps them. Not because she's a cat hoarder. No, that couldn't be it. That, no way.
I'm not a cat lady, guys. I'm not a weird cat lady. I just need to make sure that they're going to pay me $10,000 for this cat.
Of course. But I didn't realize you got to clean their faces. Like, you ever see like a dog with like a bunch of like shit like in its eyes?
Yeah, some goop.
And you go, dog shouldn't exist like that. No, I think the owner should.
Well, also, yeah, clean their dog. You're going to get goop. We wake up with goop in our eyes.
Right, yeah.
We're a little human beings okay. Have goop.
A little goop is okay.
Yeah, well,
but
you don't.
Then you get the infection.
But
going.
You don't want, yeah, you got to clean it out. You got to help them out. They're your pet. You got to help them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm just saying. But I don't care. Your dog? Don't care.
Tell me about the dog. I like the dogs. I love hearing about them. I would rather talk about your dog than talk about you because I don't like you. I like your dog.
Okay, that's very different.
You like that?
That's very different. Maybe this stems from me already not liking the person.
Right, but the dog didn't do anything wrong.
That's fair.
That's why I feel good about talking about the dog.
That's fair, but I still don't care about your dog.
Okay.
Nine times out of ten, I don't give a shit.
We found some middle ground there.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
I don't care. I hope you wrote that down. This just one firm 101.
That's important stuff. I'm reading out of the textbook here, by the way, so you can get
you and your notebook.
I love my notebook.
Yeah, I like it.
Cassie got this for
it
me.
It helps you come up with ideas.
Moleskin.
Well, it helps you remember ideas.
Does help me remember ideas. Okay. Yeah. So actually, this leads me into one of my because I do forget them all. This leads me into one of my things.
You're so good at transitions.
I'm terrible. Segways are weird. Would you
eat dog? No.
If it was on a menu?
No.
In a foreign country?
No.
Where they're serving it anyway?
No.
Would you eat dog if you were starving?
No.
You would starve to death before you ate dog?
What do you mean, am I starving? Am I starving like on a deserted island somewhere and I just happen to have dog?
Yeah.
then I guess sure.
But it's your dog.
It would have to be like the last resort.
But you would. Would you? You'd kill your dog.
If I'm on a deserted island, hopefully there's things I can eat that are like vegetarian. I would like to keep my dog alive.
Well, obviously that wouldn't, that's not the situation. Okay. Would you eat horse if it was on a menu?
No, I wouldn't.
Horse burger?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
What about kangaroo?
Kangaroo? No. Well, were they mean to me?
That kangaroo in particular?
Yeah.
It would have been.
Okay, then sure. Maybe. Then maybe, yeah.
All right. By the way, I think I definitely would eat horse. I think I definitely would. I would jump at the opportunity to eat horse.
You're weird.
I don't really like
it. Is it weird? It's weird.
By the way, I figured something out the other day. I was sitting in bed and I was like, oh my God, that's why I hate horses. I don't hate horses, by the way. They just make me really scared and uncomfortable.
Okay.
Because they're giant animals. Mm-hmm. But
they're terrifying.
When I was a kid, one of my friends had horses. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, get up and ride on them. Like, they're all like really nice and chill. As soon as I got on, he starts galloping. Like, took off. And they were not in control. No one was in control besides the horse. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't trust horses. Mm.
But you're fine.
They're in control. Well, I'm still here, but
yeah,
I've been different ever since. What about
I've
something?
I've been around horses. There's a horse farm in my backyard.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I assumed you just lived in like a suburb.
I mean, it is a suburb, kind of.
But there's horses in your backyard?
Yeah, there's a horse farm in my backyard.
Like, you look outside your window, you see horses.
I look over a valley, and there's a horse farm in the valley.
Okay. You got to bring me there sometime.
Okay.
I'll make yellow snow.
I mean, it's like in between of, I guess what you're probably thinking of a suburb is like you drive into, you turn into a complex, and there's like house, like 5 feet house.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
What is it?
There's like
What's
house.
What's your address?
There's a house, a lot of yard, another house.
Oh, you got one of those spread out ones. I know what you're talking about.
It's spread out, yeah.
It's like a, no, I know, it's developed. It was developed.
I guess.
At some point.
I don't know what your definitions of all these words are.
I'm making them up as I go. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Okay, cool.
All right, what if something was rodent, just labeled a rodent?
Nope.
You wouldn't eat rat?
No matter what it is, I wouldn't eat it.
You wouldn't eat rat?
No.
Would you eat capybara?
No.
Would you eat beaver?
No.
Well,
are beavers rodents?
Yes, they are.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Well, I'm letting your next girlfriend know that.
Why?
I'm letting her know you won't eat beaver. Now, that leads me perfectly to my next question. Where are the baby pigeons? Where are they? Have you ever seen a fledgling pigeon?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I haven't.
I've seen millions and millions
Stop
of pigeons.
Stop hitting your leg.
So many pigeons. And I'm just curious. And somebody brought this up to me. Where are they? I don't see any nests. I don't see any.
And they're clearly reproducing.
I don't see any eggs.
Yeah.
Pigeons lay eggs. But think about
this. Don't they have coops on like rooftops? With like a weird old man who's gray and or
you mean
a woman
Will Ferrell?
Who will go up and you know help them out. And they will live up there basically.
Some of them,
yeah,
but most
like
of them.
Oh, it's like the old crazy lady from
Home Alone too. Yeah, dude, she was good. She was good at what she did, and yeah. I wished I could have her job as a kid, and I can't. That's too bad.
You would be a great pigeon man.
I'd be a great pigeon man. I would love to be. But think about it. There are pigeon eggs out there. They're laying these eggs, and we can't eat them. Would you eat a pigeon egg? Mm-hmm.
No?
No.
I don't think so.
Would you eat a duck egg?
Maybe? I don't know.
We can get duck eggs around the corner.
I don't really want to be honest.
Quail eggs.
No, but I'd prefer not to.
I would eat pigeon eggs.
I would just prefer not to eat anything but chicken eggs.
Why?
Because I like what I like.
But you don't know what you don't like.
Correct.
Okay, fair enough.
The idea of it makes me uncomfortable. You'd have to make it for me, and then I'd eat it, and then you have to tell me.
You're funny that way. That is true. You need to not know. You need to not, like, freak yourself out about it, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
And then go, oh, it's okay.
Which is weird, because I love trying new foods, but when it's, like, something really crazy like that,
yeah,
I'm like, yeah. I don't know about that.
I'm gonna start doing that now.
No, please don't.
I'm gonna.
I'm just not gonna.
It might have already happened. You don't know.
Whatever you make. When have you made me something?
I made you sausage and peppers at one time.
You did. Was it rat?
It was rat. It was rat. You got me. Rat sausage.
I was there when you bought the sausage. So like I don't know when you made the switch.
Oh, very. I knocked you out, chloroform. And then I caught a bunch of rats and I made my own sausage.
You're just bashing in the basement. Pah,
pah. Would you? Okay, how about this? You go to the grocery store.
This is gross.
We all struggle with money. Rat sausage, it's.
No.
10% the price of already, regular sausage.
No. Nope.
It's packaged, it's safe to eat.
No.
And it tastes just as good.
When it comes to groceries, I do like looking for the cheap deal,
mm-hmm.
but I will not change what it is. I'll be like, oh, what's the cheapest sausage? And that's the sausage I get. It's not going to be rat sausage.
Horse sausage.
No. Why are you trying to get me? Why? Do you really want to eat all these, don't you?
I'm really
You want to try rat on a stick.
I 100% would eat rat on a stick. That's a great idea.
You would eat rat on a stick. You're so
Rat kebab.
You're so gross.
I'm in.
Does New York have the worst rat problem? Or do you think it's somewhere like Beijing?
Ooh, or like Singapore.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm going to say it does.
Do you think India has rat problems?
Probably. I bet everywhere has some rat problems.
Really? I don't think... Well, you've been to Europe. What do you think? Does Europe have... rat problems? Different spots, maybe?
Yeah, it's how the plague spread.
You're right. Wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was by plague rats.
The
plagal
rats.
Cadence.
That's a gorgeous cadence, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a four chord? All right, what else?
I believe so. Yeah, just stop trying to eat other things. What are you doing? What are you doing? You make me nervous. You're going to die of some disease that you're going to get the plague.
Geez, Aaron, that sounds like I'm quoting a movie. Sounds like a wonderful way to live the rest of your life. You can go the rest of your life without meaning, really getting to know any other foods.
I've tried almost everything that I should try.
How could you possibly know that?
Because I do know. How? Name something.
Rat sausage.
Name something that exists.
Okay. Have you had eel?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
All right.
It was okay.
Have you had ostrich?
No, I haven't had ostrich.
Why do you think you shouldn't have tried ostrich? If you've never, have you even thought about trying ostrich before?
No. Well, no. Well, I've never had the opportunity to.
Dude, imagine a giant ass ostrich leg, like a turkey leg or chicken leg.
First of all, you've seen an ostrich leg. You think you want to eat that thing?
Dude, do you know how fast they run? Do you know how fast they run?
It looks like almost human-esque. It's like if you combined the Rock's legs together.
That's hot.
Oh my God.
Iguana. Would you eat iguana?
No, I wouldn't eat iguana. Well, again, you're picking things that people don't eat.
Okay, I'll pick things people eat. Frogs.
I would try frogs. I haven't, but I would try frog.
Escargot.
I have tried escargot. Delish.
It's really good. Cassie just delicious. Had it. Cassie's in France, by the way. Shout out to French Cassie.
French Cassie is different than American Cassie.
Yes, she is. Okay. Have you tried pho, P-H-O, soup?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Have you tried Thai?
Yes. I love Thai food.
Have you tried hamburgers?
Love.
Okay, this isn't going anywhere.
You're not. Well, I don't know what you're doing right now.
You asked me to ask you about foods
because you're like claiming that I'm just like I'm gonna go the rest of my life without being curious about food. It's like no, I of course will be curious about food. I just don't want to eat rat.
I think it says a lot about your character that you're not willing to eat rat.
Whatever. I'm fine with that. Actually, I'm glad that people will know that I don't want to. I'm gonna put it out there. I don't want to eat rat.
I want to eat rat.
I know you do. And that's fucked up in my
opinion. I want to slurp one of their tails like a noodle.
Oh, you're so gross. All right, can I change topics, please?
Yeah, I'm good with
since
that.
Since you brought up hamburgers. I was given this question by a listener. And this is just, it's a simple question, but I think it's something I don't know if we'll agree or disagree on.
Mm.
We just had the 4th of July. which we were, we'll talk about in a second because we were under siege. We were under fire, heavy fire. Hot dogs or hamburgers?
Which do I prefer?
What is the most, what is the best to get for a cookout? If you had to pick one, are you getting hot dogs or hamburgers?
Wait.
You're having a barbecue.
I'm hosting a barbecue.
Yeah, and you're inviting a bunch of people.
What would I rather make for everyone?
No, it's what would you get? What do you think the majority of people like more? And then what do you like?
Oh, okay. The majority of people, I would think, want a hamburger.
Yes, I agree.
And I know this because I've seen hot dogs left over. I've never seen leftover hamburgers at a function.
It's very rare. There's usually more hot dogs left over, correct?
And that might be because you buy more hot dogs because they're cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody gets a hamburger.
Yeah.
And
I prefer hamburgers.
I also prefer hamburgers.
With cheese, though.
With cheeseburgers, for sure. Here's the thing. If I'm at a function, if I'm at a barbecue, I'm always grabbing one of each.
Oh, same.
Not because I need to have both, which I do, but because I'm going to say there's a 60% of the time the hamburgers are super mid.
Yeah.
They're not good. They're overcooked.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're dry and they're cold, even though I just
got them.
They
are sometimes cold.
Even though they just came off the...
That's fair. I think that a lot of times a hot dog is the safer bet because know what you're getting and you know it's going to be... You're not expecting gourmet. You're expecting a hot dog.
You're expecting a hot dog.
And you want that hot dog real bad. However, with a burger, can go wrong.
Burgers can go so wrong. Yeah. The worst burger is so bad.
Yes.
But the best burger is one of the best things I've ever had.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember one time.
That's
I think I might have
write that down.
I think one time I remember speaking about this. I could be wrong, but I got a lunch at work in Nashville, and the burger that they sent me, they like delivered the lunches, was raw.
Oh.
It was like they put it on the bun.
Oh God.
And I was like, what the fuck? I did not click extra rare. Yeah.
Was it cold on the inside?
Yeah, it was gross. And then and I was tried to eat it and I got so sick just like halfway through. I was like, I can't fucking do this. Because I didn't have anything else to eat. So I was like, I need to eat something.
Dude, some people do that. Some people will just eat raw hamburger.
Yeah, it's gross. That is really gross.
That's gross. I will say I do like my burgers a little underdone.
Yeah, because you're weird.
I don't know if I'm weird or if I'm manly, but...
Oh, Mr. Man over here eats raw meat.
Yeah, I'm a man because I like things...
You know who's a man? Mark Wahlberg. He would have stopped 9/11. And that's a fact.
That is a fact.
That's a fact.
You know what? I take back what I said. That's a man.
Yes, that is a man.
That's a man, Mark Wahlberg.
But yeah, I think hamburgers are my favorite.
Yeah, I would say hamburgers are my favorite.
And I would buy burgers for over hot dogs for a party. But the thing is, you buy the hot dogs because you know everyone's going to get a hamburger. So you're like, we got to have some other thing. We got to have other options. We have to have leftovers. People are going to go for the hamburgers. You always know some fat uncle's going to take three burgers. And it's like, not everyone got a burger yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you decided to take three. Now someone needs a hot dog.
Yep.
So you need to have the hot dogs ready to go just in case.
The hot dogs are the filler. They're the filler food.
The person who's grilling usually gets the hot dog because he gets what's left over.
Yeah, that's always fucked up.
Yeah.
And when I'm a dad and I have a grill, I'm going to be eating a hamburger.
Oh, I'll be eating while I'm getting the first burger.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm
getting my pick of the crop.
If I'm working, 100%. I'm eating. Okay.
Now, Aaron makes a special hot dog.
I do make a hot dog from Nashville.
Is very good. What's on this hot dog?
It's a daddy's dog. It's delicious. There's a bunch of different kinds of daddies. So Daddy's Dogs is a place in Nashville. It's a hot dog place. They have a few like stands and shops in downtown Nashville that are open to like 5 a.m. and everyone gets them. It's like the drunk food in Nashville.
I got it drunk once. It was amazing.
It's delicious. So what I make here is a version of that where it is one side of the bun, cream cheese. One side of the bun, sriracha, hot dog in, boom. And then pickled jalapenos on the top of it, mustard, and if you want, ketchup. Delicious.
It's very good. Aaron made me one once. I didn't even have to ask. It was wonderful.
They're delicious.
They're very good. I want one now.
Yeah, I would love a daddy's
What do you get me hungry for?
You're the one who brought up rat meat. That's what got you hungry. You're still thinking about a rat dog.
Dude, I'm thinking about like setting up like a stone and a fucking stick and catching one later.
A rat dog. Now I'm just thinking
rat dog.
Just kind of bringing it full circle. What if someone showed you a picture like, look at my dog, and it's a rat? That'd be good. That'd be funny.
I'd ask all the same questions.
Oh my God, what's its name?
Oh my God, what's his name? How old is he? What breed is this? This must be...
Who did this?
This is a Great Dane.
Where did you...
Chihuahua.
Where did you
Great Dane Chihuahua dog? Mix.
So yeah, we had our 100th episode. We had our 100th episode party.
Mm-hmm.
It was lit. It was very fun. Lucas did something.
He
made a mistake.
I don't
great
know if it
show.
Was a mistake or if it was an act of God, because I got green food coloring and I went to put a drop of it into a bottle of
gin to make green gin
or
for Jeer
grin for our gin and beer. And I, you know, I took the cap off and I went to do like one little drop. And the food coloring I bought does not have a dropper on it. So I just spilled green food dye all over the table, all over myself. I woke up having green hands, mm-hmm. both of my hands completely green. Mm-hmm. I Shrek'd out.
Yeah.
I went full Shrek. I went not Bruce Banner, the Hulk.
You went Hulk.
I went Hulk. Yeah, I went Hulk. I went Shrek.
Because you're going to leave out the most important part. You got your hands so wet with green that you were going around to everyone and touching them and getting everyone green.
Yes, I was.
Everyone was green by the end of the day. I had green on my face. I had green like in my hair, just green hands. Our roommate Cole did this with the green, and then he went through TSA the next day and he didn't realize, oh, this is not going to wash off. And
it did not wash off.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall at LaGuardia, watching him go through TSA. That would
so we're going to have to ask you to step aside.
Sir, what are you doing?
Can you take a COVID test?
Yeah.
This sir, can't be healthy, sir, whatever's we, going on here.
You've been picked for a random check. Yeah. Oh my God, he got pat down hard.
I'm sorry. If I get green on my hands, I think everyone else needs to get green on their hands.
Well, because I didn't expect it to happen. You're like, hey, Aaron, give me your hand. I said, okay. And you slid it like that. I was like, oh my God. It was terrible.
You had that coming.
Yeah, I did. But it was fun.
It was fun. But yeah, there's still green on our coffee table every time we wipe down the counters.
Mm-hmm.
This is a week now. A week, 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah.
Every time we wipe down the counters, it's green.
Yeah.
Thank God they're black.
Yeah.
We really can't.
We did a good job of cleaning it. But
yeah, we did.
It was a lot. But it was a great party.
That was a great party.
I loved having this turned.
That worked well.
I liked it a lot. I thought we did well redecorating.
We did. And I put up, there's a bunch of green fern stuff all around. I mean, you can't see it now, but I got like, there's like vines.
Streamers,
there's vines and streamers. And you would have loved it.
You would have loved
there.
It. Sucks you weren't invited.
I wish you came.
You weren't invited.
Yeah, that was fun.
But yeah, it was a good time.
So a couple of weeks ago, I was at Cassie's working in her room, and she has a nice view of the street and the apartment next door.
Mm.
And I see a man walk outside.
So
a guy I hadn't seen as one of her neighbors, but he walks out, and they have a porch, and there's like these steps, and it's like right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working, I'm talking, I'm working. And he sits down, and he's tying his shoes up like he's about to go on a run. And then he pulls out a cigar from his pocket. And he holds it really close to his face, and he's like staring at it for a while. And I go, that's a little weird. Whatever, you know, I mean, you can, I guess, stare at your cigarette.
Okay.
He sniffs it, and then he's rubbing it in his hands a little bit. And then he goes like this. He puts his hands together, and he puts the cigar up on the bridge of his nose and on his forehead. And I swear to God, he meditated on the cigar for 20 minutes. On the steps of the porch, just and it, like full running gear, like ready to go. Like, I don't know why he was in athletic wear.
Okay.
Then after 20 minutes, he stops, takes a deep breath, smokes the whole thing, inhales, by the way, and then he goes on a run.
No way.
And then he went on a full ass run.
That's the craziest thing I've ever
heard. And he came back sweaty and probably dying.
Yeah.
Because he just smoked a cigar.
Oh my God.
Isn't that wild?
20 minutes of just sitting there with it here?
Yeah, here. You know, he meditated like if I had a pencil, like if this was a cigar. Yeah, he was holding it.
Is he a firefighter, like training to like run through buildings like with smoke-filled lungs? That's the only thing I could think of.
He hates nicotine, but he does this for the people.
No,
he's
like
worried there's going to be a Boston 9/11.
That's no. What else could it be? He's worried he's going to like what? How else would you smoke a whole cigar and then go for a run? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
That sounds horrible.
I would never do that. Yeah. Inhales too.
You know, he was inhaling hard, like really hard, like. This was a religious thing.
How long
thing
did it take him to smoke the cigar? Way too quick.
Quick. It was quick. It was like 5 minutes.
Sucking it down.
He was hosing that thing.
That's so funny. God.
I
just would be uncomfortable.
I don't even know if I've told Cassie.
That's terrifying.
I feel like she came home and I was like, I'm tired.
You're always tired.
I'm tired right now. I'm also very tired.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
What happened to daddy's dogs? We're not getting daddy's dog.
Are we still doing that?
I'll be down. If it's not raining too hard.
It's kind of raining.
But if hard?
No.
All right. What would you do? Okay. What would you do in this scenario?
I wouldn't do either.
Because then I'm going to tell you what I did.
Okay. All right.
So this is a few weeks ago.
Okay.
This was before like the bachelor party I went on when my friends visited. My two friends, Mary and Faith, they visited me. And so we were walking on the street. I believe it was Friday evening-ish, 4 p.m. maybe. Walking in Manhattan. And this girl is behind us with a suitcase. And she's like walking so fast. She's like walking. She walked up to us. She's like kind of bumped us a little bit, walking out of the way and like got in front of us. Okay. And then we can like still see her a little bit. We're walking. All of a sudden, she looks at her phone and starts sprinting down the street, running, dragging the suitcase, okay? It's clear she had something to catch.
Yeah.
A bus or something. She sprints. I mean, she is whipping. I've never seen someone with so much like passion or fear that they're not going to make it to something than this girl did. Running. And I was like, man, like, oh God, I hope she makes it. Like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, clearly she's upset about something. Like, this is very hard.
Oh, no.
And we see she gets to like the street, right? And it's still like you can cross. Okay. You can cross the street. Her foot hits the back of her other foot.
Oh no.
In the middle of the street, falls, face plants, scrapes her face, is bleeding. Her hands are all cut up from falling on the floor.
Oh no.
And she just like stands up and these girls who were standing on the side of the road like help her back and are like holding, like helping her out, like trying to help her out. And it was crazy. And we walk past. We eventually make it to the same sidewalk where they're at. And my friends were like, should we like see if like, I think I have like Band-Aids in my purse or whatever. We should like give them to her or whatever. And I said, wait, we might need those.
No, you didn't.
I said, we might. And I was joking, but everyone heard me say I was like, nah, it was bad timing. Bad joke, bad timing.
No, we're going to need those.
I felt so bad. I was like, no, do it. Go ahead, give it to her. It's like, wait, no, we might need those.
Whoa.
You're going to give those to her?
I wouldn't. Don't give. Are you serious? What if we're late?
Dude, but when she fell, she smacked the pavement.
Could you hear it?
Yeah. It was like her suitcase went flying. Like, luckily nothing fell out, but like it just like went flying. And like, again, other people were helping her, and like this, it was like three girls who had giant purses, so they were whipping out stuff and like helping. But it was just
I can imagine. Okay.
Yeah. She was running, dude. I mean, sprinting. Yeah, but
so she missed it. Would you have helped her out? By the way, she missed it. Would I have helped her? What do you mean?
Would you have given her bandages?
If I had.
Would you have made the joke I made?
I would have made the joke. Yeah. Oh, 100%. I've made that joke, and I've been in that situation plenty of times where I go, do you think they heard me?
Yeah.
And then they go, yeah. Yeah, they heard you.
I felt so bad. She clearly definitely didn't make the bus.
No, she didn't make it.
There's no way she made that bus.
Not only did she miss it, but now she's fucked up.
Yeah. That's rough.
Poor girl.
That's why... What my mom would say and what's in a commercial that she thinks is hilarious is, you should have left earlier.
No sympathy there.
No sympathy. But yeah, that's fine. I thought that was a hilarious joke that was not received well in the moment.
Nobody laughed. I laughed. That's funny.
Thank you.
That happened. Here's a question. Oh. Would you go to a cockfight?
I'd have to be really, really drunk. In Mexico.
Yeah, no, you're in another country for sure.
Yeah, then I would, yeah.
Why is that a thing? It's always, you're in another country, and you're going to see something crazy. It's always like chickens fighting.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think it's very bad.
There's no way. Like, that can't be common.
But it's, I don't know why that's a thing.
We just saw that happen in Casino Royale.
Yeah.
It's the opening scene.
Yeah, well, no, it's not chickens, though.
Right, it was a cobra and a ferret.
Fuck, what is the name of those things? It's not a ferret. It's from it. There's a movie. Someone's gonna know what I'm talking about.
Kung Fu Panda.
Nope. There's a movie. It's really old. It's animated. It's about
foxes.
They're ferret looking things, but they're not ferrets.
Raccoon.
And they fight those things, those cobras.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not ferrets?
What the fuck is there? What is the name of that movie?
Walrus.
What is the name of that movie? I gotta figure it out right now.
Capybara.
I don't even know what to look up, to be honest. I don't even know what to look up. Old
Toledo, Ohio.
Old Disney animated.
No, you're not, Aaron. You're not gonna find it.
I'm gonna find
it. There's no way.
Old Disney animated movies.
Okay, things that look like ferrets. Let's start. Hyenas.
Nope, not hyenas.
Number two, raccoons. Number three, Hideki Matsui.
Hideki Matsui looks like a ferret?
Baseball player.
He looks like a ferret to you?
Number four,
why?
Krakatawa.
Nope.
Number five.
What? I am going to find this.
Tanukis.
Tanukis?
Like
what
tanuki
is that?
Tanuki suit from Mario. They're mischievous raccoon-looking animals.
God, this is going to kill me. This is going to kill me.
Tasmanian devils. I know the answer. I know the answer. You want me to say it?
You don't know the answer.
Mongoose.
Yes. It is mongoose. But what's the movie?
I don't know the movie. Mongoose. Oh, this thing looks hilarious. Movie.
Ricky Tikki Tavi. That's the goddamn movie.
It's not a movie. It's a half hour.
It's a half hour movie.
I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of Ricky Tikki Tavi? Well, we got to watch it. Because look.
That's sick. That's he fights the snake. I like that.
He fights the snake.
Michael, would you eat mongoose? It's like a ferret.
They fight cobras.
Okay, for those who have been keeping up, I have huge news that Aaron definitely doesn't know about, but I'm going to introduce it as a realer scam because I suppose you might just not believe me, and that's fine.
Okay. I might not believe the news?
Yeah.
Okay. I probably won't.
Pepto-Bismol has been upping their game recently with a lot of things, including their logo and their brand and expanding their base of operations a little bit, which makes me very excited as a fan. Mm-hmm. Now, they have just announced that they are opening a theme park with rides, both water rides and regular. It's like a full-size theme park. And I think it's endorsed through Six Flags somehow.
And I have some ride names that they've shared.
No.
That.
Nope.
No scam.
Read me the names.
Okay, so the main attraction is called the Jalapeno. I think it's a roller coaster. I wrote this down. Yeah, you ride through. It's a roller coaster like Magic Mountain, but you ride through the intestinal system. Now, there's a point on the ride where you're going slow, and the walls are pink, like Pepto has coated the walls. Then they transfer you over a track to what if you didn't have Pepto, and you go down the big hill, baby, and you come out the poop chute. That's one ride. I have three that I found.
Go ahead.
The second one they shared is called the Peptatron, which is similar to the rotor, and it's where you coat the the intestinal lining.
Okay.
It's pink, so it's like one of those you get stuck to the wall, it starts spinning.
Okay.
It's like being.
I hate those, Pepto. By the way. Those are the worst.
Oh, I love them.
No,
those always were my favorite.
I went on once, never again.
Did you get sick?
Yes, it's horrible.
Had you had Pepto?
It's horrible. You spin.
You would have been okay.
Terrible. Don't go on those. Don't go on those.
Again, the third one is called the stomach bug.
Of course.
So essentially, it's one of those big drop ones where you drop 200 feet and it's just a big dude. So you start in the mouth. And then you go right through all the way to the bottom.
So it's like a Tower of Terror.
It's a Tower of Terror, but it's called the stomach bug.
I also hate that ride.
I hate that ride.
It's not a ride.
It's not a ride. It's just get skilled.
Let's make your day terrible. First off, you know how much I love to support your dreams. This one's dead. This is not real. This one's not real.
You don't believe it?
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it because there's only three rides.
These are the three main ones that they've talked about.
Oh, yeah, no.
There's like three that I found that I'm like...
No, I think maybe they'll do a Pepto Day at Six Flags, but they're not going to make a whole theme park.
They're making a theme park.
No, they're not.
Look it up.
I don't think so.
Look it up.
I don't think so.
You don't think you'll look it up or you don't think it's real?
You want me to look it up right now?
I'm not making it up.
All right. Oh, sorry. I have Ricky Tikki Tavi pulled up.
Can you put a picture for those at home?
Yes.
For those at home. Not for those who are here seeing it live. Pepto-Bismol. It came up.
I have to type out amusement park.
What does it say?
Saves the day at Six Flags. Pepto-Bismol Pepto-Copter saves the day at Six Flags Fright Fest.
See, I didn't talk about Pepto-Copter.
Pepto-Bismol partners with Six Flags to bring Fright Fest guests more thrills.
Partners with Six Flags.
Okay, that's very different.
Well, they're also doing Fright Fest at the Pepto-Bismol Park, Pepto Park.
But they're not building their own.
Did you look up? Did you click the news one? Did you click Google News?
What do you mean? Or
did you just Google it?
Just Google it. You want me to do news?
Mm-hmm.
Weird Alibaba. Would you buy this Pepto-Bismol pink Chinese electric car for $5,000? That's the first thing that comes up. The famed Casa Bonita restaurant is reopening. A grown-up's guide to the rides at Lagoon. That's all that it is.
It's strange.
There's none of that
it's
in there.
It's weird that it didn't come up.
So I think scam.
Huh.
They might have partnered with Six Flags, but that's about it.
All right, can I make it a pitch then?
Yeah.
can I turn it into a pitch?
It's rewind.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's it.
It's my pitch then.
All right. Well, that's a good pitch. If it's a pitch, then it's a great pitch.
Thank you.
But besides that, horrible. You get butter beer, but like Pepto beer.
It's Pepto beer. It's Pepto beer. I realized this the other day. I'm like, I could, my pitches and my realer scams are the same thing.
So
the same thing.
It's the same thing, just presented differently.
Just presented differently. Unless I'm saying there's this thing online. Should I buy it?
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. I did that.
That is a good one. Yeah. Those are good. Oh. I do like the realer scams. But yeah, I think that's a scam for sure.
Scam.
So, great.
Scam.
Anyway, that's all that we got for today. Thank you all for listening and follow us all social media. Do it now, please. Thank you. We will see you next week.